Хөрхөн охид trap сонсон. Trap сонсон. Trap сонсон. Trap донсон. Түүний сонсон хөгжим дур булаан. Даадар стуулан дур булаа бууруулаа.
What's up, people? Welcome to the new MMA Roasted Podcast. We got a stacked show today. We got the Greg Wilson.
Hey.
Oh, Greg Romero Wilson.
Either one. Listen, I'm the same guy.
We also have Hanato coming on, supposedly, allegedly. And as well as my man, Tyler Smith, the Marine, the security guy, the brown belt. I always call you a black belt, but then you actually, you know what guy's really a brown belt if he like corrects you? You know, like,
well,
when they go under.
Yeah,
you know?
And you don't want someone being like, you're not a fucking black belt. Stop saying you're a black. I trained with this guy. He's not a fucking black belt. You know, and you don't want that kind of static.
But I don't think that's really happening in Juicy World. It doesn't seem
No.
Well, he's on a popular podcast, though. This is exactly the type of place that they
would
do
dude,
that.
Yeah, dude, I'm famous.
Is this the most notoriety you've ever gotten in your life?
For sure.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. This podcast does have that visibility.
Well, I want to.
Charges defense, that's very good.
Listen, I want to thank our sponsor.
They got a great matchup early.
Speedweed, okay? Marijuana is legal in California. No reason to leave your house to get it, okay? Get it delivered. Speedweed. I use the THC Sex Lube at least twice a week now. My wife and I were up to twice a week. There was a time.
That's nice.
I think the TRT has helped it twice a week.
100% bump.
Yeah, 200% bump. So, yeah, twice a week. Speedweed, mention MMA Roasted, you get 10% off, or $10 off, $100 or more. They got everything. They got marijuana, chocolate I gave you, the cookies I gave you, anything
mint,
you need.
Mints, gum. CBD bath bombs, all
it's
of
the
it.
Best. Especially if you fly. Whenever I fly, I'm like, that's the time to smoke. I smoke weed before I fly every time.
I do too, but that's because I smoke before I do everything.
That's a good point.
Flying is just the next activity
Fair
I'm
enough.
Smoking before.
So Speedweed, yes. Also, Froggy MMA. It's time to forget everything you believe you know about frogs, because this particular one will literally knock your shirts off. Okay, Froggy MMA. Yes, people, I'm talking about Froggy MMA. It is the new challenger in the ring, ready to take on the big guys with their new kick-ass collection of MMA gear. And listen, I don't care how tough you think you are. Some of you guys think you're so fucking tough. You're not that tough, okay? You can bet your bottom dollar that if you let these guys hit you with their gear, it will be an instant knockout. Boom. Faster than Ben Askren get knocked out. 5 seconds. But you're out. You're out cold. Because their shirts and hoodies are so damn fluffy and comfortable. It will make grown-up men curl in fetal position with a huge grin on their face. I love doing that. Especially after sex.
Every time I sleep, I end up waking up in a complete fetal position.
Really?
Like, it's comfortable.
It is comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
And they're even softer than Bisping after round two against Henderson. Okay? These shirts feel so good on your skin, you'll never want to take them off again. Unless it's a change to another one, all right? They even got one for my little baby. They gave her a little baby onesie.
Nice.
It's her favorite thing to wear, okay? You better get one each day of the week. Otherwise, I can guarantee you it'll become part of your body. You won't be able to take the thing off, okay? And don't forget, your kids are the other half. My wife has a Froggy MMA thing. I have a Froggy MMA. Honestly, she never wears my shirts. She wears a Froggy MMA.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm telling you, and they will love you forever being so considerate. You'll never have to fork out money for marriage or canceling, nothing, okay? There's more, because this frog isn't in it for the money. They're not. It's for Chris and Joe, the founders of Frog MMA. They're actually amazing people. They came to go see my show in Atlanta like 3 different times. I think it was in Tennessee. They came from Atlanta.
Whoa.
And they train with Lima, the Lima brothers.
Awesome.
Yeah. They're really good people, okay? And they've taken themselves into support the sport, and they know how frustrating it is to obtain sponsorships, to deal with promotional demands, and they're like, screw that. We're going to do it because of their love of the game. So support them, okay? They're sponsoring Josh Danger Marrer, Chelsea Bandita Brooks, and Hurricane Heather Joe Clark. Yes, Heather. We love Heather, okay? And with your help, they'll be able to soon add more people to fighters to their family. So check them out. Froggy MMA. Froggy MMA. Follow them on Instagram. Follow them on Twitter. Check them out. Froggy MMA. Thank you, Froggy MMA. All right. So I just got back from, I was in Sacramento. I did Tommy T's Comedy Club, which was fun. But a couple fighters came to the show. My man, it was a couple fighters. It was actually...
Alpha male guys, yeah.
Alpha
are
male guys.
Are there two Tommy T's or is there only one?
There's like three, I think. There's two main ones. One's in Sacramento, one's in
Like Pleasanton?
Pleasanton.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then...
I remember always hearing, like, Tommy T's commercials on K-Rock, like, Tommy T's, Rancho Cordova.
Yes, oh, that's yeah, exactly Rancho right. Cordova. That's yeah, where right. I was, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's yeah, exactly yeah, where I was.
That's funny.
Darren Elkins came.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, he's a awesome, good dude. I love that guy.
The damage.
I feel like if I was a fighter, he'd be the kind of fighter
I'd
be. It's
truer now more than ever.
We're like...
so much true.
I feel like... But he's never really been hurt, that guy. Like, he's been, like... He's been rocked. Never. I think he's been knocked out once,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, he'd never been, like... In like danger. It's all. It just. It always looks so much worse than it is because he just opens up so easily that it's like it's just blood.
But he's my kind of fighter, you know? Because he's the guy that like. He, I told him. I said, listen, if I was gonna get into a street fight and I need to pick like five guys to have my back, he'd be one of them. Because you'd have to kill him to
yeah,
get.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's one of those dudes that just is a tough kid from Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
That just is a guy you'd have to put a bullet in him to stop.
Right. Yeah. Never say die. He's just going to keep coming.
I mean, there are other guys out there that, like, I don't know. They're
well, that's
more like,
that's what you want in a street fight.
Yeah.
Like, because well, street fight, you have to. It's not like a. It's not a cage fight. These guys aren't athletes. Like,
right.
Usually they get hit and it's over. They're covering up or they're. So you want somebody that they're going to get hit and be like, oh shit, like, he didn't go down. He didn't
well, not
cover
like,
up.
I mean, not
down,
that,
like
yeah,
he's still coming at. What do I do?
Well, not like Elias Theodoro is like not a tough guy. He is, but he's not the kind of guy in a street fight that would have your back. He would think about it and be like, do I really want to fight this guy? What's the point?
He's like,
of
I got
it?
This hot girl that I'm about to leave with. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on, let me
yeah,
get my notes out. Hold
well,
on.
Well, this thing, like, it's like the BJ Penn thing. Like,
oh,
you know,
Jesus,
a street
BJ
fight, there's no refs, there's no one stopping it, there's no end. Like, you may think it's over, but that guy doesn't think it's over.
But somebody,
he's going to get up and he's going to come back after you, right? Like, it's
right,
just because you think it's over doesn't mean it's over, you know?
But somebody commented that actually you could tell how MMA is taking its toll on BJ because if he like, back in the day, they would just do 12 to 6 elbows raining in the back of the guy's head.
Yeah.
And he was punching it like an
yeah,
MMA
from the
fight,
side. Yeah. 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 To like, refused to hit him on the back of the head.
Yeah.
He was like, listen, I don't want to lose this fight
yeah, exactly,
on a technicality.
Or I don't want to kill the person
right,
either.
Yeah.
If he was even thinking that.
Well, I don't think he was thinking that.
I think they were just, buddies, right?
I
or like acquaintances.
Just,
yeah, they were friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
like
right,
talking shit to each. Well, because the guy went in on the knockout video when BJ got
yeah,
put down. The guy goes in for a pretty clean single. Like,
yeah,
he has his head buried under his ribs. So I was like, okay, that guy knows what he's doing.
Right.
It's not like he's just. And then BJ
some
started screaming at him.
Like, who do you think
like
wins?
Bitch
that
with his
that guy
down,
or
like they know each
or
other.
Or like CM
sure,
Punk wins. Who do you think wins?
That guy.
That guy beat CM Punk.
Just based on the single?
Just based
trying
on
to grab
the single.
That single leg?
Just based on the
he
single.
He already has more training than CM Punk. More discipline. Okay, there it is.
I thought CM Punk was going to be good because of even the WWE, those kicks he did in WWE, and he's durable, and he's this and that. Like,
well, he is. I mean, there's no question about that. Like, he can get beat up. That's what wrestlers do. They get the shit beat out of them, and they just keep marching forward.
You know, it was funny because it wasn't funny, but he came in like third place in a jiu-jitsu tournament recently.
Nice.
But there was three people in the thing. And people were like hitting me up like, oh, make fun of him. I'm like, no. Why would I do that? I'm the guy at least.
Also, that's extremely normal to have three people in
your
division.
The guy competed.
So,
what am I
going
to do? Make fun of a guy because he came. You know, who cares? The fact that he's doing this.
Well,
I don't
the thing, dude,
make fun of people for that.
It's like you see all the guys that post the first place pictures and it's like two guys or one or three guys in the division. They're like, yeah, I got gold. Oh,
yeah,
I got this, and it's like, cool, man.
Yeah,
you beat two people. Like I've done it. I'm not, you know, I've done it. I've put my gold medal up there. I had one match. Like,
I got silver.
That's how it works.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I went 0-1. I got silver. Like, yeah. Fuck
I was
it,
the only one. I didn't show up.
So, but Sacramento was good. Actually, you know who was there who looked really good? Alexis Davis. Like you wouldn't know that from her fights.
Yeah.
But some of these girls, when they get dressed up and they put a little weight on, not like weight, but like. A little thickness.
Good weight.
Right, just natural, not in
shredded,
camp.
Yeah.
Exactly, zero body fat.
Yeah.
Body, yeah.
And then also Vince Murdoch came, which was awesome. That dude, he's also a good fighter. And then my man Adam Corrigan came.
Yeah.
And then the next day I went to Team Alpha Male to watch. I was supposed to watch sparring, but I was like, that didn't happen. I was just so tired from going from Arkansas to L.A. to Orlando to L.A. to drive to Sacramento for 5-6 hours,
ooh,
all in like a week.
Rough.
Yeah.
But then I went and watched Sarah McMahon. So Sarah's running jiu-jitsu, and she's, like, training. Her little baby's there.
Nice.
It's funny. And her, she said one time she was training.
It's like you when you train wrestling.
Yeah. But exactly. But she was saying how, like, one time she was wrestling a guy, and the guy was winning or something, and the baby kept going, dad, 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 dad. Like, dad doesn't. like, dad doesn't gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's going with this girl, this Asian girl, and it's Sarah's winning, but you could tell the girl's trained before.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, Sarah's going easy, like, just letting her get the girl get into positions. But then I'm like, well, the girl seems like she knows. So then Sarah goes, yeah, this is not just some cute Asian girl. She took fourth in the world in wrestling in 2003. I'm like, oh, okay. Jesus. I'm like, that
there
makes,
you go.
That
All right. Makes, okay. Yeah, okay. Now it makes sense.
And, like, and she's also a doctor. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't, my doctor doesn't do that.
Checks
and
what
out.
Did they say during the last championship fight? They were saying that, like, five of the current UFC title holders are wrestlers?
No, like, all of them.
All of them except for two.
Is that what it is?
Well, now,
so how many is that?
At least in the men's.
Right, in the men's. That would
be, what, eight?
Eight, then.
Because there's ten divisions?
Is it 10 divisions?
Yeah, but
I thought it was, like, 7 divisions. 25, 45, or no, there's no 25s. 35, 45.
There's 25 still.
There's 25?
Yeah, yeah.
You still do?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. 25, 35, 45, 55.
70.
70.
85.
85.
205.
205.
Heavyweight.
So it's eight.
So there's
I thought
eight,
there was seven.
So six out of eight.
Six out of eight. Yeah.
Well, I also think once Tatiana Suarez fights this that Chinese girl.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
She's going to fuck her up.
By the way, we were all wrong on that one.
I know.
Okay, can we talk about this for 1 second? Okay, I'm sorry. If I'm the champion in any division, I'm not traveling overseas to defend my title. Not gonna fucking happen. We've seen it twice now in the women's fights, where someone who looked totally indestructible goes halfway around the world and gets knocked the fuck out. And I can't help
it.
You said it, dude. In women's fights.
Wait, when did that happen?
With what's her name? Ronda Rousey.
Ronda.
Yeah, but that was against an American, though.
But she went to Australia, and it fucking got knocked. I'm just telling you.
What about Ali Frazier?
I'm telling you, I think
the Rumble of the Jungle.
I think the travel around the world has a bigger impact than people, even champions, think it's going to have.
Yeah.
And if I were a champion, I just wouldn't agree to it. I'd be like, no, I'm a fucking champ. I will defend my title right fucking here.
I understand.
That's fair.
I understand what you're saying when it comes to fighting a Chinese girl in China. But if two people from America are going to Australia to fight, you think that shouldn't happen?
I'm telling you, it affects the fight more than I think they think it does.
But then there'll be
there's so much more on the line for them that they should have the ability to say, no, I'm the fucking champ. You come to me.
But then there'll be no title fights in other countries. Because, like, most of them are from
America.
Until
they win a title, and then they can bring it fucking home.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on. Conor could have made everybody go to Ireland if he wanted to. I mean, you could do these things when you're the champ, but I think it's awfully risky to just say, okay, yeah, I'll go to them and defend my title.
That girl's from Brazil, so she only fights in Brazil?
If she wants to. No, but, I mean, at least we're in the same hemisphere. Not the hemisphere, the same side of the world.
I mean, okay, I understand what you're saying. But
East West Hemisphere.
However,
yes. Not North. I was thinking North South.
All right, I understand what you're saying. But look, okay, so 125. Let's say so. Cejudo, 135. 145 is who? Holloway,
Max.
Right? Max. So he's only going to fight in Hawaii. And then 50. Then Khabib's only going to fight in Russia.
I'm not saying only fight in your hometown. I'm saying don't go halfway around the world.
I think
to defend your title.
Yeah, you have the negotiating power.
I understand what you're saying.
Like, you should be able to say,
it's only happened
that.
Once, though. I mean, it happened twice. Well, yeah, but Ronda Rousey fought Holly Holm. The girl's from New Mexico. The other girl's from California.
I'm just telling you, I think it affects them more than they think it's going to. And I think, I don't know, I just wouldn't do it. I just think you shouldn't do it. Because I don't think that girl ever should have been Andrade. I don't know how that happened.
But I'll tell you how it happens. Because Andrade is a bully fighter.
Right.
And she's got insane power, which throws almost every girl off. Because even Rose Namajunas, who was winning that fight, she just slammed her on her head.
Yeah.
Right? But eventually, precision beats power. And you get that girl, that Chinese girl. I didn't see this coming either. Don't get me wrong. I thought she was going to overwhelm her as well.
Yeah.
But same with Nunez and Cyborg.
But when you're talking about power, rest, being in sync, you know, that affects your power. That affects your physical ability.
Yeah.
When you're tired, when you're drained, when you're off center, more than anything, it affects your physical performance.
I honestly think you do have a point here because... because the girl used to be a 135 pounder. So she looked like she was not very fat at one. She was ripped at 135.
Yeah.
So now she's going to 115.
Yeah.
So that's 20 pounds. And 20 pounds with that flight, which I think adds weight on those kind of flights, and you're not eating and you're not. So I understand.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Exactly. The flight, sitting there
forever.
Well,
I mean, what it ultimately comes down to is the UFC always and will always have the
get
power.
Their way. Yeah,
yeah, they're going to get their way because they're just going to say, all right, well, then you're not fucking fighting.
Yeah.
But you also, like,
well, also I don't know. I think as the champ, you got to be like, look, I'm the champ. They come
But they
to
also
me.
Have a situation where they're going to China. They got the number one Chinese girl in the world, whatever. Okay, and she's the only one that's going to draw. It's like the main event. It wasn't like they had a 125 pound or one, or
it was
like
a crap
man.
Card anyway.
That's
why
what I'm
why isn't Josh even on that card?
That's how she gets a main event. That's the thing.
But
it's like,
why
this,
does
okay,
she even
you
on
want a main
card?
Event?
That because they only have a Chinese girl on that card that can main event it. That's the number one. They don't have a
again. At least
nobody in the men's division from China is gonna contest for a belt.
Then
nobody,
maybe they shouldn't have an event in China.
Really?
Yeah.
And so until your country has the top guys, then you have an event
or
there?
Just send other guys that are names but not champs to go there and
but
fight. And it's on a Fight Pass fucking card
no,
anyway.
It was on ESPN.
Right. I mean,
and ESPN Plus.
Right. I mean, but
it was
right.
on at like on that. It was on at like 2 a.m. or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Like I'm saying, why? This is a waste. It is
it wasn't
a waste. It is
now,
a waste of Andrade.
Now, well,
that's
that,
what it's a waste.
Well,
of.
Well, Zhang
well,
is
this
the
is
best
what they wanted,
female
though.
Fighter in the world right now. That's pretty.
This is what they wanted.
They
yeah.
Gotta,
this is great for them. This is so great
they
for
wanted,
China.
Yeah.
No. This is. What
it is. It is great for China.
China, the UFC, same thing. This is what the UFC wanted.
They're taking all our jobs.
They want a Chinese like. It's already. She's already becoming a star.
Right now, Colby Covington's sure. getting a hard on. He's like, tell him, that's right.
They take it all. Trump put a tariff on it. She
exactly,
even got money
exactly.
on it.
She shouldn't but, even be. I'm just saying, I don't know. I think they have that fight over here, and it's not the same fight, obviously.
Or in Brazil.
Or in Brazil, exactly. Yeah. Not even close.
I mean, but it was. I tell you what, I was really impressed by that girl. You had to be impressed by her, right?
I agree.
I think she got one lucky strike.
One lucky strike, but yeah. It wasn't just one. It was like
well, then she was
knee.
Damaged.
Then she, I mean, she was smart enough to follow.
Follow up. Exactly. She went yeah. all in, which was smart, and that was you know she well, went all after, and she finished the job. Which so many people fuck that up. They yeah. let him recover
yeah.
instead of just going all in. That girl saw her window and she charged it. You know, so good on her for that. But ultimately, I think it was a one. I think she
well,
got lucky.
I don't know.
Shot.
The girl has 20. She won 20 fights in a row. She lost her first fight, and she beat... I'll tell you what, I was
she's
not
good,
that
man.
Impressed with her against Tisha Torres. I thought Tisha won that fight. That was the fight that sort of swung me against her.
Yeah.
But after this, I'm like, well, Zhang. Fucking well done.
Zhang.
Well done. Seriously, that was amazing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. However, I'll tell
I
you what.
I think the next fight will be very telling.
Yeah, well,
especially
I think she's going to get...
Especially if it's on this side of the
well,
world.
Well, if she fights Tatiana...
Let's see how she does with the...
I would yeah, I'd bet the
Tatiana,
house...
Tatiana, she's losing.
I'd bet the house on this girl from... who. This girl, 115-pound girl, she's a wrestler, national champion. She'd survived cancer, I think like thyroid cancer. She's beaten everybody up, bullied them. They call her the female Khabib. She's an awesome wrestler, and no one's come close to beating her. She trains with guys over in Riverside,
yep.
and she's undefeated.
Millennia.
So she, Oof. If she fights this girl, I think
oh,
she's
Oh, I
want to
see that fight. I actually would want to go to that fight. That'd yeah. be a good fight.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But
I'd go to any Tatiana Suarez fight.
Well, according to Greg, she should only fight in Riverside.
Killer. Yeah, yeah.
That is not at all what I was saying.
Makes it easy for us.
I love the way you said it. Make them come to their side of the world, too. They have to fight in their town, in their neighborhood.
It's called comedy.
In their cul-de-sac.
Citizen beggar.
It's called exaggeration for comedic purposes.
It was
But yeah, so... All right, well, that's that. So we even talk about the... All right, let's talk about the upcoming fights. Oh, UFC. Yes.
This is a good one.
Khabib versus Fine. Poirier.
He's back!
Now, this fight's at 11 o'clock in the morning, the card
Sure
starts.
Is.
Right, because where are they fighting? They're fighting in
Abu Dhabi.
Is that Khabib's side of the world?
Russia.
Yeah.
It's closer to Russia than we are.
I wonder what that means.
And they're Muslim
maybe,
over
and
there.
Muslim
maybe so. Maybe I made a point there. Maybe.
Now,
maybe that plays into what I was saying.
Yeah, but this was like...
They're
His
supposed
first
to be fighting
fight
in
here. I mean, over there. He fought most of the fights here.
I know. Now he's the champ. So he's dragging them over into his water. Don't you see?
Yep.
Yeah, I hear you.
Also,
Muslim.
Male fighting versus female fighting.
Right.
So,
right. The female.
I mean, like,
done.
I hate to say it, but it's
right?
like, look.
No, yeah, you're making a point.
You're going to China.
Right. No. And they don't have the same.
Now,
well,
was,
maybe they don't. I don't know who their agents are. I don't know.
Well, they
but,
also don't have the same draw. So it's like...
They kind of got to go where they tell them to go.
And it sucks.
I don't
but,
well, she wasn't the draw,
I feel like when you're the champ...
That's what I'm saying.
Because
they're not
still
a draw.
When you're the champ, they still have to arrange a fight for you. But that doesn't mean you have to take whichever one they put at you. I think you can hold off and
it was
make
her,
them give
I think
you a better
it was her
fight.
First time being the main event, though.
And on what? At 6 a.m. on ESPN? Fuck your main event,
Maybe you get
man.
Paid more.
I don't
I
think...
Main event, you get paid more.
I don't think that they tell them.
So, hey, well, okay. I bet right now she's regretting that choice.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet right now she's like, I should have made him come over to this side of the world.
Well, the good news is that nobody saw it. So
that's what I'm saying. I saw it, but I had to see it, you know, later.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what's crazy is that I woke up and it still wasn't even trending. Like you would
really?
Think, it
yeah,
was,
yeah.
It wasn't even up on the you know the sites that rebroadcast. It wasn't even up on those sites yet. Like it took them like a day to put those up.
But
so
but,
no,
but normally
usually
I,
it's almost
but normally something like that happens. I can't go on Twitter because everybody will be spoiling it, and nobody was. People have moved on to college.
Oh, are you kidding? CB Gold ruined it for me immediately.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Oh, we'll go check my Twitter. And CB Gold. Oh, what a day! I woke up and the first thing I saw was my girl Andrade lost her title in 45 seconds. I'm like, well, there goes that fight. Okay, well, I know how that went.
So, CB, what have you been up to?
You know, I got married. I got a lot going on. I lost one of my best friends, my partner, in the tattoo parlor.
What happened?
You know, I was I'd been camped out in his taint for a week. I was hoping. I was hoping he might get close to someone I could graph, and you know. And then my wife was like, "You promised to stop graphing." And okay. So when I climbed out from his taint, he saw I was there, hence the falling out.
Wow!
Yeah,
wow!
I was covered in pubes.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
So now you haven't been at the podcast. What have you been doing during the day?
Mostly, I just sit around and read Twitter.
Just read Twitter all day?
Yeah, I have nothing else to do. I have these really nice leather velvet shoes that I wear. They're a velvet loafer, and I wear those.
You wear velvet loafers?
I wear velvet loafers with silk pajamas, and I read Twitter.
Oh, wow.
It's very exciting stuff.
Seems very productive, CB.
Well, listen, look at my body.
All right, touche.
I can't do much.
So, now, all right, let's talk about Khabib Poirier.
Good to see you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
Good to hear
you. Love you.
Take care, CB. I miss you. Now, Khabib Poirier, at first I was like, I don't see where Poirier wins this fight. I mean, maybe obviously on the feet.
On the feet.
It was a kickboxing thing, but then I'm starting to think maybe Khabib's going to have so much pressure being fighting in front of all his people.
I don't think he feels.
At all?
Yeah.
Really?
Like pain or heat or hunger. I just don't think he feels. I think he's an emotional.
He just shoves it all deep.
Totally.
Down.
He's like the Steve Hofstetter of.
He's like a shark. He's just a perfect machine. He just keeps doing what he's doing. There's no emotion. There's no thought.
Yeah,
it just goes forward
and
destroys.
Perfect. That's perfect. He's a shark.
He's a shark. He's a perfect killing machine.
You know what's crazy? Remember the last time when that happened when he jumped off the cage and blah, blah? He was so upset about his dad beating him up. He was like, I'm really upset. Like, why? About to go to jail or fine?
No,
my father, I haven't seen him yet. Like, he was that fear of his dad whooping his ass.
Listen.
He's a guy that just beat Conor McGregor. Is making millions of dollars, and his dad whipping
respect,
his ass.
Dude.
Well, listen, you put that's the thing.
respect.
That just goes to show you what you put in a kid's hard wiring stays with them their whole life. Yeah. I know I'm
Hold
still
on.
Working
Hanato.
Against the shit my father, you know, laid on me
here?
As a kid. You know.
Oh yeah.
Every day is reprogramming.
We're doing the podcast. Hanato's calling in. Where are you, buddy?
You're on speakerphone.
Yeah, put it on.
Hold
speakerphone.
On a sec. Hold on. Probably, okay. Okay, what happened, Hanato?
Let me talk to you. I'm not there yet.
Are you coming?
How much longer is the gas, the bomb?
We could do another hour if you're close.
I'm not close yet.
You want to? All right, we'll do it like in 2 weeks.
We're gonna have to, my brother.
All right. All right, well...
Love you, man.
Are there women involved? Is that why you overslept?
You're going to have to ask them.
Okay, all right. All right, well, get it together, Hanato. I'll see you soon, brother.
Okay.
See you, Uncle.
See ya.
All right, that was Hanato Laranj.
What a life that guy must
Uncle
live.
Hanaj, man, just swimming in puss all day.
I mean, I think Khabib can catch...
Someone's
got to do it. I can't.
I think Dustin can catch him. And I think Dustin knows that this is the biggest fight in his life. And if he wins this fight, he is a superstar. He has to know that.
Okay, yeah. So I said it for Conor, and it's the same thing for Dustin. If you watch the first minute, when Khabib goes for the terror, first minute and a half, whatever. After Khabib hits that little single, like, ankle pick, Conor tries to counter-wrestle him. He created scrambles. If he had stayed purely defensive. Purely defensive. Back up. Create the distance. Keep your hip back. Keep your hips back. He gets out of it and keeps it on the feet. But instead, it's like that little ego. Well, I can beat him. I can beat him at this.
Beat him in wrestling. Right.
I can beat him in wrestling. I got that. And he did. He almost spun around and got the back. But that's where Khabib is just that fucking good. So you can't try to counter him. You have to play defense. Like, it always has to be just a hard sprawl. Hmm. Hard sprawls.
Yeah, but I mean...
And stand up.
But, like, I mean, we're talking about Ally Aquinta. I think he took second in the state. Maybe first in the state wrestling.
Yeah, but Ally Aquinta is not... He
college
shrugged
wrestler.
Off some of the takedowns.
College wrestler.
Yeah.
Michael Johnson, college wrestler. I think he was a All-American D2 or something. I mean, these guys all said that this guy's a different level of strength.
He is.
So how is Poirier, who's known for his lack of... Or not known for wrestling at all... Gonna be able to.
I think
Poirier
is gonna surprise us.
You think he's gonna win?
I think he's gonna surprise us.
Look, I hope.
I think his fight IQ.
I hope he
wins. His overall fight IQ is going to beat Khabib's.
I hope he wins.
Yeah,
I really do.
Or he can. I don't think it will, but he can. I really want.
You think he can win?
I really want him.
Should we try calling him? I think he can win.
Sure. No, no. Because it's got to be deep into his.
He's in.
Yeah.
Abu Dhabi right now.
Yeah.
So?
And deep into
so
his
it's
camp.
What?
And
1 a.m.?
I mean, oh, yeah. Like,
right.
I mean.
He might get mad, right?
Whatever his week of routine is, it's got to be pretty specific.
Yeah. You don't
and I would
to
hate to
that.
Fuck with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
I mean, this
hey,
is.
Hey, bro.
I mean, like it or not, this is the biggest fight of his life.
Oh. So what do you think's going to happen?
I think he gets destroyed.
Destroyed?
Yeah.
Who's ever destroyed this guy?
What's that?
No one's ever destroyed Poirier.
No one's ever been
except for
Khabib.
Michael Johnson.
No one's ever been Khabib.
That one fight was pretty close against the guy who walks around at like 190, but he didn't win. But it was close. You know what I'm talking about? The guy who, like, what's his name, knocked out? The guy from Arizona knocked out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was. I think he fought in that also in like Tito Ortiz's
damn
versus
it.
Liddell.
I'm blanking on his name.
Three. Anyway, that guy. It was one close.
That guy.
Yeah. Well, that guy.
I'm blanking on his name.
Anyway.
We're CB when we need him.
So you think he gets destroyed?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think so. I think Khabib takes him down pretty hard.
All right.
See, I don't know. I see it either as like the same as Conor, where he's really not taking that much damage and he's just going to tire him out. You know?
But he gets hit a lot, Khabib. He gets hit a lot.
Exactly. Every round starts on the feet. So if Dustin, the thing about Dustin is he has a pace. Right? Conor was being antsy. He didn't worry about the takedown. I don't think Dustin's going to be so like nervous about the takedown. I think he's going to march
what's
forward
pace,
and try to
Greg?
Punch his face off.
What's my pace?
Yeah.
What's just below turtle?
like a sloth?
Snail. That's my pace.
Snail
pace.
Now, what happened, by the way, the last podcast, you said that you almost got kicked out of the comedy club for doing coke in the green room.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is a first.
What?
Okay, so my...
Greg, you're 70 years old right now. What's going on?
What are you talking about?
You're in your 40s.
Yeah.
Why is this still happening?
Why not?
Because someone had coke.
So what, was it before
it was
the
after,
show or after?
No, it was after the show.
Okay, so after the show.
After the show, and I was all riled up. I was like, you want to do a line? I'm like, yeah, let's do some blow. So we went into, you know, the manager's office to do some blow. And then somebody else came in and freaked the fuck out. And they're like, oh, guys, get the fuck out.
Who was the guy that came in at the end?
Fair enough.
The owner. But the owner's a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine. And I knew I figured he wouldn't give a shit. And he didn't. It was somebody else that did.
And who else? And now who had the cocaine?
A friend of mine. A buddy of mine had the coke.
Now, it's 1 in the morning.
No. This was like...
Second show?
No. It was a one-show night. It was a one-off. And it was like... probably about 11 o'clock.
So what are you going to do on cocaine from 11 to 3 in the morning? When
titty bar.
I just had fun.
Like, do chicken what?
Wings. I knew everybody there. We were all just hanging out and
so
doing shots.
Coke and just talk to everybody?
Yeah.
You can't
that's
do,
fun.
You can't do that without coke?
Sure. I can do it both ways.
I don't know, man. I worry only about your heart. You finally...
Oh, his heart's fine. It makes it stronger.
Totally.
Exactly.
It's literally the only
it's
exercise I get.
You've been doing comedy 20 years. You finally have success. After all the shit that you've had to endure, all the bullshit of getting kicked out of this and that and almost getting TV shows and stuff getting canceled, finally getting commercials, Narcos, Netflix shows, all this stuff. And you're going to fucking fuck with... You're going to potentially fuck up your life?
I'm not throwing it away. Man, listen, you obviously have never done coke.
I've done it a couple times.
Yeah, well, it's obviously been a long time. Because, yeah, listen.
I feel like this is like how like my grandma would talk about weed. Like, you're going to throw your life away.
Exactly. And you're like...
cocaine causes heart attacks, no?
Yes, if you do a mountain of it all fucking
all
night.
Time, you're not exactly...
I did one
in
line.
Shape.
One line.
You did one line for 12 years.
Well...
It was a long-ass fucking line.
And it's more like 22 years. But, listen, I got it.
I'll tell you what happened. My coke story. I was living in New York, and this guy was like a big DJ in New York. A good-looking guy on a bunch of TV shows. Hey, man, you want to hang out? And I was like in my 20s. Like, sure. We go out to like downtown. We put a line of coke. He said, do a line. I go, do a line. He goes, hey, man, I really want to suck your dick. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah, see, that would stop me from doing coke, too. But that no one's offering to suck my dick, okay?
We're just hanging out. I was like, I'm into women, you know. But you know, then he makes a phone call. This hot chick shows up. Like 5 minutes later, who like liked him, and he goes, "All right, how about she blows you while I fuck you in the ass?" And I'm like, "We're getting closer. still too many people." And then I just walked away throwing up. It was like it was bad. So that was like my.
Don't know how to do coke.
You can't. Do
that's
coke
your
with
mistake,
strangers.
Man. Yeah, you fucking. You're doing
strangers.
Coke with all the wrong people.
He's doing it.
I was doing it with a lifelong friend.
I had a friend at the dime bar.
And the owner of the comedy
I had a friend
club.
At the dime bar who claims he had a date over there. It was an Asian girl, and you asked her if you can do cocaine out of her asshole. Like that was your hello.
That was years ago.
I don't think that's true.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the story going around.
Well, it's not true.
I think that's the story we've talked about on this podcast.
Wait a minute. No. A girl let me do coke out of her asshole one time. I don't go around. That is not my preferred method of coke delivery. Okay? And if you've heard me tell the story, which, by the way, it's on my YouTube. It's called What's Wrong with Hollywood.
I know, but... But my friend...
But, okay...
Ask Tarun said his date... His date said that you offered to do cocaine out of her asshole.
I don't believe it.
Okay. I mean, is that something so far-fetched?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
She did look like she had a nice asshole.
Well, maybe I did then. I don't know. I don't remember.
Exactly. I was high.
Exactly.
On cocaine.
Sorry. I say a lot of offensive things.
This is like you're in the fantasy
football.
I'm just a
comedian.
I'm in the fantasy coke doing. A girl's asshole would be way more of a fantasy.
I don't know the girl. I don't remember. You got to give me more specific. You can't say, girl said you asked to score coke out of her ass. Well, I would like to know, what was the conversation leading up to that? Because I'm pretty sure I don't just walk up to girls and be like, hey, can I store coke out of your asshole? That's not how that starts, okay?
Yeah, she had to have brought it up.
Totally.
I'm with Greg.
That's the thing. I love it. Everything's out of context these days. Everything, they take one little thing out of context, and you're like, no, but that's what you said. It's like, what was said before that?
Yeah, but now
maybe she came up to me and was like, hey, do you have any blow? And then maybe I was like, I don't know if I do. Can I snort it out of your asshole? Yeah. I mean, at that point, I feel like I have the right to say that.
Yes.
So let's get some context.
Okay, but most times...
And also, she's going out with Tarun. I don't feel like she's going to be someone...
No, she was hot.
Was she?
Yeah, she really was hot. She was an actress. Asian actress.
Yeah, maybe I did. Who knows?
Yeah, but most things out of context aren't maybe I did. E2. But all right, well, anyway, who cares? I think it's hilarious. All right,
what am I going to do, be ashamed of that?
No, I'm not. No one's coke asshole shaming you.
Thank you.
All right, so...
I would never shame you for that.
Listen, everybody takes everything out of context nowadays, and it's like, this is the part that I'm offended at. I mean, I laughed at all the rest. Those people could be offended at that part,
of
but
course.
I was offended at this part. Like, go
by
fuck
the way, there's a comic, right? There's a comic that I know that I can't stand. Two comics I can't stand because I was friends with them. Yeah. And the night before I did Tonight Show the first time, I needed a spot, and they wouldn't give me spots. One of them was teaching a class at the HaHa,
right.
And he was like, sorry, it's about them, not about you. I'm like, I asked for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you're about to do the Tonight Show.
Yeah, for the first time. And it was their showcase. Why wouldn't they want to see a guy do the Tonight on their showcase,
you're right about
do
that.
Well the next night? Like, to me, that's like, holy shit, this actually works, you know?
Yeah.
But it is dangerous in that it's going to be such a polished set, it might make his students look like exactly that.
Okay.
Students.
Well,
but in that case, you just wait till the end and put you on at the end.
Anyway,
exactly.
So this guy.
But then guess what? You fucking are. So if you can't accept the fact that you're a student at this point,
agreed.
Get
but
out
then
of comedy.
You put them at the end. Then
it's gonna be all their friends anyway. So like they're still gonna get laughs. But anyway, so this guy, Yeah, do you have any of these people like, I can't wait to not help you? I can't wait to be like, and me, I'm like, I can't wait to fucking be in a position in my life, my career.
Oh,
where,
please.
Where
that,
somebody
that
says,
list is longer than my body.
That list is longer than the line of coke out of the girl's asshole.
Exactly.
Seriously.
One time, no, it becomes like my thing.
No, but that's a.
You're the ass coke guy.
I hate that.
Listen,
like,
that according
to like the Dalai Lama, like they say, like, the guy said, like, if you dig one grave, you might as well dig two for yourself.
Right.
Like, you're not supposed to have that, like, I'm going to make it to spite you. But I can't, as a human being and as a competitor, you still can't. I still have
to. And also, don't you think that would kind of let up once you get yours? Like, once you get yours, like, all that kind of stuff kind of fades away.
Yeah, I think you'd stop caring.
It really does.
Like, when you get there.
Right. You're kind of like, you know what? I made it. And that's all that really matters.
You do that, but I know a famous comic that actually, well, this I would never do. But he brought a comic he didn't like to read for his movie, read him, gave him a call back, and then said, I'll never give you the fucking part because you're an asshole and you badmouth me and trash me and da da da. And then, like, you know.
Oh, that's a dick move.
Yeah, the comic later on in life did not do very well. He was one of the biggest comics in the world, and he fell pretty hard. But I think because of that, you know, moves like that.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
All right, Barboza Felder.
This, I don't know, this is an amazing fight.
Rematch. Barboza won the first one, right?
Yep.
I don't know. I got to go with...
I don't know.
Felder's... He's growing on me as a commentator, as a personality.
I know.
As
I
a
love
fighter.
Felder.
I mean,
he's like...
But
he's
every
like
time I think
right
he's
going to... Right under Anik.
But that Mike Perry loss kind of
scared
me.
He did go up in weight. And that's the... I think, honestly, that's the only reason he won.
And
he broke his fucking arm.
He broke
his arm. Mike Perry kicked him and he broke his arm. So that's just... What are you going to do?
Yeah, that hurts from what I hear.
Yeah, I
Barboza,
oh, wait, I mean, from the time I broke my arm, yes. That really super fucking hurts.
And Barboza seems to lose
weight. It wasn't from someone
Barboza,
hitting
no,
you with a
wasn't.
Baseball
exactly,
bat.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Barboza's been looking very human sometimes. Like,
He has.
Like the Kevin...
Especially against Khabib.
The Kevin Lee fight.
Kevin Lee.
The Khabib fight. I don't know.
I don't think Paul Felder's going to try to wrestle him.
He's great against Dan Hooker.
I think he's going to be, you know... Classic Paul Felder, come out there in Muay Thai, go for leg kicks, try to check kicks. I don't think we're going to see a Barboza knockout.
No.
Or even close to it. But I don't know who wins. It's a toss-up for me. It's a toss-up.
That's why I like it.
Yeah.
These two guys
it.
To me, I mean, especially with the history, little history there, and evenly matched guys, I like it.
Yeah.
To me, it's a coin flip, and I mean... I'd probably go from, I mean, but of course, you know me. I have the least expertise in this division.
Yeah, but you're right a lot of times.
But I do like Barboza in this one.
Islam,
I'd like him to do it again.
Islam Makhachkalev. That's the guy
I love his picture. It's like, are you trying to do a Khabib impression?
Well, he's the guy that, like, they're best friends.
He's mini Khabib.
He looks exactly like him.
He's the guy that attacked Dylan Dennis, right?
Yeah.
Jumped out of the cage and tried to punch Connor on
top
of the cage.
Yeah, no. But I mean, like, he just looks exactly like him. Like, I am Khabib. Could be even my. Although I can't help wondering what his religion is. Okay.
Him against Davi Ramos.
Wouldn't that be funny if you find out this guy, Islam, is actually. Like, oh, I'm Presbyterian.
Yeah. I'm
Reformed
Jewish.
Reformed Presbyterian.
Yeah.
Seventh Day Adventist.
I'm a Scientologist. You didn't know that?
I had a couple leave to me.
I'm changing my name from Islam to Tom.
Hey. I had a couple leave the show. They say, sorry, we're Christians, and your show has racist undertones. I'm like, not as much
racist?
As, not as much as Christianity.
Yeah,
no shit.
It's true.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Your show has racist undertones.
So stupid. Undertones. Curtis Blades.
Curtis Blades,
against
motherfucker!
I think he's going to knock this Indian dude out. Shamil Abdurk.
Which one's Shamil?
The guy on the right. So here's the thing.
Shamil.
Shemizel Hossam Vemp Incorporated. Okay, so here's the thing about this.
Yes.
My only thing about this, because you know, I'm a Curtis Blaze man.
Yeah.
But this is one of those classic fights where, like, one dude is obviously in much better physical condition than the other.
Yep.
And anytime it looks that obvious, the guy that looks like shit wins.
Not anytime.
But a lot of times.
Oh, except for when, what's his name, the guy from Jack Swagger. But TJ.
Yeah, but that was like, that wasn't looking like
shit. Well, you're
shit.
Dipping
that's,
into
that's
obscurity
like,
here, but, you know, when it's these marquee fights and it's a lot of times the ripped guy gets beat by the guy who looks like physically he should lose. I mean, even what's, the wrestler guy that you like so much who did the Baby Shark.
Askren.
Askren.
Exactly. Before perfect he got prime example.
Exactly. He looked like the guy. Like, yo, he's going to get murdered. And then he won the fight. So it happens a lot.
Barely won that fight, though.
Well, I'm just saying he won. And it quite frequently, especially when you get into the heavier weight classes, you know, heavyweight, these guys, they look, you're like, oh, he should definitely win. And then he loses.
By the way, that guy, Jack Swagger, who came into the fight against TJ Jones, who came in against Jack Swagger, right. and he was doing Old Town Road. He was dancing to that.
Oh god!
So he ends up getting killed. But I put a list together. Like,
not that the song's bad. His dancing was terrible.
The whole thing was
totally
terrible.
I was like, this isn't working at all.
But there was a list of like.
I wish we had a video component right now.
But there was a list going around of like.
My god! Yeah, right. I was just like, this is
upgrading pretty good. We'll have. Video components.
Shit.
And then not here, but like down a block. But
big
also
time.
Like, yeah. And then be able to Skype people in and like a whole thing.
Yeah, see them.
Nice. So that guy, I put like one of those fake lists together because it was like most underrated. I started with GSP.
Oh, right.
And then
right.
It was like, yeah, like heaviest hands. I put Pauly Malignaggi, greatest fighter of all time. I put like that guy, right?
Yeah.
So he retweeted the list, goes, I made the list, right?
I know. It was a truly comical list.
That guy loves the fact he's on the list.
Sure, he made the list.
Yeah, he's like my new favorite. Now we're friends.
Awesome.
I like that guy. And then Jack Swagger's, I put like a video of like this guy's gonna fight Jack Swagger next, and it was somebody like I think it was the Bagel Boss or something, right?
Yes.
And then Jack Swagger's wife goes, I could beat that guy, so she's following me too now, I guess. His wife's fucking hot,
Mrs. Swagger.
By the way, Bagel Boss is fighting Lenny Dykstra.
Yep.
In celebrity boxing.
Okay. So fucking what? I think that's my exact answer to that.
Who did
and
they win?
They had. I saw.
Whoever's promoting it, because we're fucking talking about it for some reason.
By the way, Bagel Boss is doing stand-up comedy. He's got like 3 comedy gigs booked.
No.
Yeah.
Does he have jokes?
He talks about bagels. I don't know what he jokes.
I don't even know who Bagel Boss is.
You know who that guy is?
He's a little short dude.
He's this little short guy.
Oh, is he the one that got wiped the fuck out in the bagel shop?
These girls on Tinder, they don't believe, like, I'm an even 5-foot-tall. What, you want to go outside? And the guy was like,
yeah. Yeah, that guy. That guy's now a celebrity.
He's called Bagel Boss.
He's the Bagel Boss.
Well, good for him then. Some positive came out of it.
Well, yeah, except for the fact that, like, we're comics and he's getting booked. Like, what is he getting booked anywhere for except for,
listen, we all know he's a novelty, and anybody will book him once because what? He fills the room once.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck. That money doesn't go back. They get to keep all that money.
Is he going to fill the room at a comedy club? I know the club he's booked at. It's like holds 250 people.
There's no way.
$25.
Right now.
But no refunds.
Actually, this is going to be one of those ones that they think it's going to fill the room, and like 8 people are going to show up for this.
Yeah.
That's what happens with those kind of stunt bookings.
I don't think it's 8 people are going to show up to the Bagel Boss do comedy. I mean,
8 of his friends will show up. And the guy that beat him up.
I don't think he has friends in Florida where he's booked at. And the guy that beat him.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's a good move. Florida people are...
I don't know, man. Well, they like bagels over there.
Hey, don't say anything bad, otherwise all Florida is going to be mad at you.
Remember when...
You're a Florida guy.
Exactly. You're a Floridacist.
Remember when Florida haters.
Floridacist.
Wanted to beat you up, the whole Ireland?
Yes.
Because
I did the Connor. Because I did the Connor impression.
About potatoes. It went back to the potato famine. People got really offended.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, who's that giant black fighter, Bob...
Sap.
Bob Sapp, okay? I make fun of the biggest, blackest fucking guy could squash me into oblivion. And I do an impression of him on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he like hits me up sometimes. Like, why are you making fun of me? I'm like,
right. I mean, but
I'm
it's like.
I love that guy.
But I mean, it's like, listen, we take shots at everybody, man.
Yeah. How is Bob Sapp doing? Bob, are you here?
Hey, man. How are you guys?
Hey, what's up, Bob?
How are you guys doing? It's good to be back.
So,
MMA Rose.
you have any fights coming up?
Oh, man. I just fought a meter maid. He was trying to, it was so funny.
He was
trying to give me a ticket, and I broke him in half. You know how you bend forwards like that?
Yeah.
I did it to him backwards. So I turned him backwards, and I stuffed him in the trunk of his little meter maid car.
So you won the fight.
I didn't know that.
So you won.
I won the fight because I was getting paid in no tickets. So very nice. I took the $185 winnings, and I immediately went over to a Wingstop, and man, I'll tell you, it was worth it.
Well, thank you, Bob. I hope all is well, man.
Oh, so good. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Bob.
Bob was like, remember he was laughing at the wrong things?
All the wrong things.
He'd be like,
he's like, I got accused of kidnapping. kidnapping. They said attempted murder. We were just like, what are you laughing at?
That was the weirdest
call. The ridiculousness of it.
Also on that card, Joanne Calderwood, who's dating her trainer, John Wood. John Wood. That girl, she's sexy as hell, Calderwood, and she's sweet.
And she is, and I love when she starts talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't
That's
beat that
sexy,
accent.
Man.
You can't beat that accent.
But if you look at John
Wood. I know we're not supposed to say anything, but I'm not going to sit here and lie about the fact that I think it's a sexy accent when she talks.
It is.
It's pretty fucking hot.
Especially because it's what she... Oh, I just want to take the girl down.
Exactly,
to the ground,
exactly.
And shove my fucking elbows through her goddamn head.
Like, oh, what are you talking about?
Right, right.
I'm going to make her see the Lord. I'm sending her to heaven tonight.
Exactly.
Like, all right, cool, JoJo. But you look at John Wood's track record, though. John Wood has dated that girl, Tito's wife, Amber.
Lynn Amber. No.
She used to be a ring girl. She's smoking hot. She's also like on the one of like the that like that WAG show, like Wives
today.
Of Athletes. So he's gonna E. Mm. And then he dated Colleen Snyder. Another
skip that one.
You know Colleen.
Oh yeah.
And then he dated
Colleen's hot.
And then his baby mama is beautiful.
He dated Amber Nicole Miller.
Amber Nicole Miller. Jamie, and then he and these are the only ones I know of. Then he dated what's his name? Jenna Jameson. He kind of got her on the tail end, though.
Right. Wow, that's a long...
Him and Tito just...
That's a long...
Just swapped.
Exactly.
That's a long train to catch the tail end of.
That's
a,
dude, okay. I guarantee
been,
that's what it was, too. Tito married his ex, and he was like, you know, fuck you, dude.
I'm
going to
get
your
ex.
Okay. You ever been stuck at a railroad crossing, and the bars come down, and the train starts crossing? You're like, okay, I'll wait. And then, like, 10 minutes later, you're like,
God damn.
Much fucking train is here? And you finally put it in park?
Yeah.
Because you're like, I don't. Why am I going to put it on? And then another 10 minutes, and then finally, this caboose. Okay, that's got to be what that's
wow.
like.
Wow. Yeah. And then you actually turn around and...
turn around and leave, like, forget it. I'll come back tomorrow.
There was a
but half of that was just work, you know, so...
Yeah.
You can't...
It still counts. You're acting like it didn't happen.
It's just work, man.
It still happened.
But Prime Jenna...
Okay,
Prime
if you drive a nail
else.
Through
hey,
your
you
hand
be,
at work... You still drove a nail through your hand.
Dude, when I first met Jenna...
It still counts on your overall number of nails you had through your fucking hand.
When I first met Jenna, I was a warm-up comic on her TV show.
You're the one that put a nail through your hand. Yeah, but that was at work.
Yeah, dude.
That doesn't even count as a nail through the hand. I work at a fucking...
I'm barely even the same person at work.
Dude, I was a warm-up comic for Jenna's TV show. It was like American Idol of porn. It was the only comic I ever...
How many guys do you have to blow?
Just the guy for Coke.
He was the warm-up.
It was the only job I ever...
I think it's called Fluffer.
It was the only job I ever showed up early for my entire life. What is something funny? He said, like, they put me... My room next to where all the girls were, like getting their makeup done.
Yes.
And I could hear them talk about, like, oh my God, this guy had hairy balls last week, and blah, 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 when I sucked him off, like all this crazy stuff. So I'm like, this is insane.
Like sitting, taking notes, like, porn stars don't like.
Well, I went in there and I'm like, here, I'm here to get my makeup done. And they're like, but you're not on camera. I'm like, I know. And then I sat down and they had to give me. I'm like, I'm the warm up comic. I just want to look. They're like, what a fucking weirdo. They actually did it, like, because they didn't know how to react. But I wanted to be around all like the seven naked
genius.
Genius.
But then the girl who won, you win like a contract. Jenna Davis a contract, and this girl won. And
now wait, can we just stop for 1 second?
Yeah.
How bad has it got to feel to not win that?
Dude, it was the funniest
thing. You got to go home like, I guess I can't suck cock like
Sorry,
I thought I could.
You suck at porn.
Dude, there were categories.
Man, I was such a slut for so long.
Dude, there were categories.
I've been giving it up. I've been clapping my booty. What do I got to do? When you don't... You suck at porn.
Oh my God!
Dude, there were categories like best blowjob scene, best this scene, best that. It was like all kind of established porn stars in their own right, but they wanted a contract. But it was like they'd be like, a girl would be like, I just want to suck cock for the rest of my life, and then my job was to get the crowd clapping at that. It was like
I don't think you got to try hard to get people clapping at that.
I want to clap for her now, and you're just repeating it. But the girl, I want to find her somewhere and be like, God bless you. Yes, you do.
The girl who won was like, oh my God, this is the happiest day of my life. Like, she won the Oscars. Like, she's like, I wanted to thank my dad and my uncle and my other uncle and other uncle.
All the bad uncles?
Yeah, those who all supported me.
Who started this when I was seven?
It was crazy.
That's so sad. Oh. That's not good. When I remember one time... time this girl was gonna go down on me. This is the only time I got a pre-blowjob speech. Cause she's like warming it up, and she's like, "Oh, you're gonna have to. You're gonna want to thank my friend so and so who taught me how to do this when we were in, like, giving me the backstory of her training, of how she prepared for this. Like,
oh my God,
like a pre-show, like a pre-fight video.
Like all her degree, just displaying her degrees up on the wall.
Totally, exactly. Like, you know, and
this
she
one
really
I got
showed
in summer
me,
camp
and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, okay, that sounds great. Okay, yeah, let's just. Why don't you? Okay, let's just get to the actual. Part. Let's just get to that. And I have to admit, though, afterwards, I did want to thank her friend that showed her all that. Dang God.
And what was her name?
Woo! Sucked the chrome off of
or his name.
Dude, one time,
the shall remain nameless.
One time there was a
probably because I don't remember her name.
That time they hooked up with this pretty hot female comedian, and she was like newer, but she was giving me a blowjob, and then she goes to me, she picks my dick out of her mouth. She goes, "This should be my album cover." I just went, "Oh."
thank you, insecurity.
I was like, what? I'll never forget that, though.
Thank you, abandonment issues.
Album cover.
So funny. All right, so then.
It should be my album cover.
And it really should have been. It probably would have sold some. Andrea Lee is fighting Joanne Calderwood. I like Andrea Lee. She's like the
hot
Andrea Lee. Southern girl, like cowboy rider. Or cowboy, what
is it? And this is like the main fight of the prelims, right?
Yeah. I like Andrew Lee.
I like
Andrew Lee in this fight.
Really?
Yeah. Andrew Lee. I think it stays on the feet, and I think she just squeezes it out a little more.
I couldn't believe when she beat
Ashley. Yeah.
That was like, whoa.
Dude, she pieced her up, man.
Yeah.
Pieced her the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, there was no...
But here's a girl that lost to Roxanne Modafari a couple years ago in Evicta.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, no, I'm talking about...
Roxanne's tough.
I love Roxanne.
So do I.
She's one of those fighters that's just like... You never know which Roxanne you're going to get. She can come out just completely focused.
Well, she lost like 9 in a row and then won 7 in a row.
And then just like beat the shit out of people. Like, I think she's getting really confident in her jiu-jitsu game. And her wrestling.
When you have streaks like that, lose 9, win 7, you got to wonder what's going on if their personal life is affecting.
Well, I think
what's
also she was like, she was training at Comic-Con or something. I think when she actually.
She was just watching Dragon Ball Z videos and like, come here.
It seems like John Wood is the. Like when she started, like, because I told her, I go, "You're starting to look like a real athlete." And then John looked at her and he's like, "Never thought we'd hear that, huh?" Like, she was, once she joined a real gym with like, had a real training system, it was a whole different person.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because she was pretty much just a jiu-jitsu girl. She never had any real striking, any kickboxing, nothing.
So what are you doing?
And he's looking for some Coke.
Oh, you're blowing your nose?
Yeah. There's no Coke in here.
It just reminds me that I need to do some blow. We'll be done
in like 3 minutes.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I love
Roxy. It's fine. It's just a little something.
A
lot of dust.
Yeah, Andrew Lee. I think Andrew Lee
wins this.
Yeah, I think.
I'm going to say Calderwood.
And I love
JoJo. I'm going to say Calderwood just because that's who I want to win.
Who'd you rather sleep with?
Ooh, that's tough. I'm looking at it now. I'm going to go Joanne.
I love that we always come back to this question.
I feel like Andrea
because of the voice.
But I feel like Andrea would try harder. I feel like Joanne might start crying.
I feel like John Wood might beat the shit out of me.
I feel like Joanne would check in with you a lot. Are you enjoying it?
Really?
You like that?
I feel like Andrea would like put a cowboy.
I think she's stone cold.
Yeah, I think she's stone cold.
Dude.
Just not silence.
Yeah. Fucking eat that puss.
See, that's good. I like that. I think that's hot.
Yeah, but he's not going to eat that puss, really? Yeah. He's going to say that?
Fucking eat that pussy.
Fucking eat that puss.
Okay.
And then,
who's mad at us this week?
And then,
sorry, JoJo.
Now the women's rights groups are coming after us.
Bilal Muhammad's on this card. Take it on Takashi Sato. I like Bilal on that one.
I like Bilal.
And then Zach Cummings on
this. And he's on home turf. So
that's Chicago's home turf for him.
I mean, Chicago's home turf, but this is like, there's a different.
He's like Palestinian. Like,
exactly, but there's a different, like. It's the feeling, you know, like all his posts right now are all just like prayer. I'm in this mode, like lion mode.
Who
like,
is this?
I'm ready to go. Bilal Muhammad.
He's the one that got mad at TB Gold.
Oh.
No, actually, what's the name got really mad at TB Gold because of you that time?
Yeah, Salad Away.
Saad Awad, because you started making like...
Well, someone printed that, Salad Away. Like, they were doing a tweet, and I guess the auto-corrected to Salad Away, and it got tweeted that way.
But I think he started doing, like, Muslim prayers when we were talking about him, and then he got really mad at TB.
I didn't do that.
But you did it, like, as CB's voice?
I don't remember doing that.
All right, we'll take that part out.
I think said Salad Away one time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Ryan Bates.
That's all I'm taking.
I love Saad Awad, too. Saad Awad and Bilal Muhammad are...
Okay, so that night...
Legit.
That night, Ryan Bader...
I agree with that. I mean,
Ryan Bader...
He's a fighter. Fuck yeah.
On the zone, Ryan Bader is taking on Chet Congo.
I do like that fight, though.
I like
Not enough to get the zone. Fuck the zone. Fuck you right in your zone.
Hey, are you going to get the zone for the Logan Paul...
KSI? No.
The answer again is fuck you in the zone.
Fuck you right
so
in
Bader
zone.
Versus Congo. I like Bader in this fight.
Bader's looked fucking phenomenal. Yeah, he's looked phenomenal.
Yeah, no testing Bader is is next level.
It's the best Bader. It is the best Bader.
It's the best.
I mean, isn't that true for everybody?
But
probably.
Has anyone ever failed a test in Bellator?
No.
I feel like they test you and then give it back if you fail and say retake it.
Totally. They're like, can you get some from your baby?
It's like when I first took a marijuana.
It's
first
totally,
time I got my marijuana license.
All the tests.
I took out a test and I answered it like I thought I was like 1 to 10. What's your anxiety? I'm like 6. You know, trouble sleeping. 5. Yeah. I gave it in. They're like, you got to take this again. You're not gonna get a license. So I just put 10 on everything, and they're like, oh, here's your card.
Totally, absolutely, yes.
Oh yeah.
Dude,
totally
I remember one where there was this super hot girl in a lab coat. And I'm pretty sure she was Armenian. She had the accent and everything. Like, okay, so do you feel pain? And I'm like, yes, where is your pain? And I'm like, my foot, my left foot and my back. And she's like, okay, well, let me just examine you. And she comes around and like puts, she had a stethoscope. It's like she was playing doctor.
Yeah, in like a porno.
And totally. I wish it had gone there because she was hot. And like she puts it on my back. She's like, okay, breathe. And I breathe. And then she puts it on the front. She goes, okay, breathe. She's like, okay, yes, you definitely need better water.
God.
Like why? Because my lungs were too clear? Is that what it was? Like,
I went into there one time.
You can
time.
Breathe too well.
It was so crazy.
I went in there one time.
I was like, what kind of exam was that?
The doctor wasn't even there. It was a computer, and he was Skyping in. And the doctor was like still in bed. It was a room with a computer. Like the doctor's ready to see you.
Right. And it was,
I'm like, this doctor doesn't even fucking get out of bed.
I mean, of course. Of course. Why wouldn't there be a doctor Skyping in to give you a medical marijuana
totally,
license?
Exactly. Why? He's going to show up.
Hey, man.
Dude, the first one I ever went to when I first moved to L.A. and they had just instituted it. It was 2006 and it had just become medical legal.
Yeah.
And so there were just a few first doctor's offices to go to. And I went to one that was like all the way over on, I think it was.
They were all on the Venice Boardwalk.
Totally. They were all the way out west. I think it was on Lincoln. And yep. I go out there. And this guy was so high on pills. I mean, he couldn't keep his eyes open.
What happened to those
he
doctors?
He was slurring words.
They didn't go
this
to
is
school.
What they did. They No,
no
I
that's
think
what he, they all sucked. I mean,
this is
levels,
one of those doctors that
there are levels of
out.
Doctor.
Yeah.
There are levels.
And this was clearly one of those guys that had been kicked out of every hospital.
I feel like,
and he was like, oh, fuck, I could do this now.
I feel like
and
it was I mean, a four-hour course, though, or something.
He was, like, whacked out.
No, dude.
And he was just like, so, what do you feel pain? I mean, like, I was like... Are you awake right now? Like, you started drooling a little bit? Like, I was like, this guy is out of it, whacked out.
Dude,
on
then me. When I was there, there was a sign saying, get your dog to be a service dog. So I bring in my dog, who is, like, the most aggressive. Like,
he tries to bite everybody.
His dog needs a service dog.
He needs service human.
So I go there.
This dog needs a service dog, and he does.
So I go
he
there.
He needs his own therapy dog.
I go there, and the guy goes, "All right, let me see." I go, "You don't touch him; he'll bite you." And then, so he goes to fucking my dog goes to bite the guy. Right? The guy goes, "All right, looks good to me." And then he gets he's a service animal. It's like $300. I'm like, he can go on any fucking plane or
that dog tried
California.
Fucking bite my hand off
every time. He's the worst dog.
He's never actually tried to bite me. I've been trying to get closer and closer to him, and he kind of just
you
like
know what
gets
it is.
Timid. Like looking at my hand.
If you try and pet him, his head from behind.
Yeah.
That was a mistake I made.
Surprises.
I tried to pet his head from behind, and he, yeah! And I was like, ah! And who was it that thought it was so hilarious?
Vince.
Yes. Vince Michelle.
He bit Vince.
Which, by the way, Vince. Yeah, and he bit Vince. Yeah. That's why. He thought it was... Because I was, ah! And by the way, Vince, wear the fucking hats. Yeah. I want my From Hell hat. I'll pay for it. I'll trade you coat.
I got a
what
shirt.
Do we got to do?
All right, so...
I want the shirt. I want the hat.
All right, finally, Derek Campos, Daniel Strauss this weekend.
Ooh. Daniel Strauss.
I love Strauss.
Me too. I'm going to go Strauss.
Daniel Strauss.
Emmanuel Sanchez versus Taiwan Claxton.
Don't know either
Claxton's
of them.
Claxton's a guy that, like, threw that flying knee, landed it in, like, 4 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That dude.
That guy.
Like, three
Claxton.
Of them.
That sounds like, Claxton. It sounds like an early video game.
Him against Emmanuel Sanchez.
You played Claxton?
Fight.
Oh, man. That's
Sanchez
a tough
is a good
game.
Fighter. Adam Borix, 13-0 against Pat Curran. Sam Cecilia.
Pat Curran's still fighting?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know his last fight didn't go that well, but
Sam Cecilia's okay. Still fighting?
Cecilia's fighting Pedro Carvalho. And then on the undercard, I don't know who the undercard is. Amber Liebrock, the girl that knocked out
On the other card is Bellator fighter.
But everyone knocked out Marina.
Marina, yeah.
I love Marina. I thought she, but...
She had a rough go.
Yeah.
She had a rough go.
She didn't have the best run in MMA.
She didn't have the best training. She should have, you know, that fucking...
Well, she kind of went in there kind of one-dimensional with the wrestling, and then people hit her in the face.
Well, then, yeah, because the guy tried to make her a boxer.
Yeah, and then he tried... Right, and then it really fell apart.
Invicta this weekend. Deanna Bennett.
Nice.
She's fighting on it.
She's great.
Like her... It's their tournament where they, like, have, like, 8 fights. And
I love that tournament.
Yeah, it's this...
Invicta's got... They got a good system going right now.
Which tournament style do you like better, Invicta or Bellator?
Well, no, because Invicta's all the same night.
Oh, the winner's at the end of the night?
Yeah, yeah. They fight,
so
like
they have to fight more than one time?
Three times.
Old way.
That's old school. That's UFC 1 style.
But it's only, like, 2 rounds. Because they can't...
You got to save some for the next fight.
No, I think that because, like... The law is that you can't have more than like 5 rounds in a night or something.
Okay.
So they have like, it's a two round, and then like the last one's like a round or something. It's like some kind of weird thing.
That's a tough setup.
But it's, yeah. Anyway, what do you got coming up?
What do I have coming up? These are all fine questions. You go first.
I have absolutely nothing really coming up. Just training a lot. I'm finally back in the gym. Back's all healed. Probably start teaching classes again pretty soon. Hit me up on Instagram, SmithRoBJJ, SmithRoBJJ.
I never know your Facebook, by the way. I keep tagging the wrong Tyler Smith every time.
I think it's like a picture of me with a red Wisconsin hat, I think.
Okay, send me the link because I keep tagging the wrong person. He's like, I wonder what this Tyler Smith really looks like.
I'm actually doing the Antelope Valley Comedy Festival coming up this weekend.
What's that?
Which is out near Palmdale and Lancaster. So if you're out that way,
the old AV.
The old AV, exactly. I'll be doing it's the AV Comedy Festival.
Nice.
So if you're out there, I'm actually doing the competition.
You're doing competition?
Yeah, because it's like for 10 grand. So Ooh. Yeah, there's big money on the line. So they got a lot of good comics.
How many sets?
Three.
I didn't know there was $10,000 in Antelope Valley.
Yeah. Three, what, so one a night for 3 nights?
Yeah, and I think the thing is, you can't repeat material.
That's fine.
Which I love that.
How long are the sets?
I think it goes like 5, 7, 10, something like that.
Who else is in it?
I don't recall, but a lot of good guys. A lot of talented guys are in it. So
you got this.
So, I love contests. I love winning them.
Yeah.
So...
Winning them. That's the best part.
Big guns. I'm like, listen, go ahead and beat this. So it's a lot of fun. So if you happen to be out that way, please come see me this weekend. I'll be in the Antelope Valley Comedy Festival competition.
What time?
I don't know. Probably around 8.
Okay.
Mid-afternoon to late evening.
I think Friday, though, is my first set. I think they have the prelims on Thursday and Friday. I think my first prelim is on Friday at like 8 o'clock.
All right.
This Wednesday night to Sunday, I'm in Edmonton at the Comic Strip. Then September 18th to the 22nd, I'm at the House of Comedy in Phoenix. Then I am in Morris Plains, New Jersey. I'm at the Carolina Comedy Club, October 2nd to the 6th in Myrtle Beach. And then I'm at Tiff's Comedy Club in Morris Plain, New Jersey, October 11th and 12th, which I can get you in that if you want.
Oh, thank you.
And then I'm at the Last Factory in Las Vegas.
Nice.
October 21st to the 27th. And then, so that's where I'm at.
I'll also be in Stir Crazy in Phoenix, October, I think, 3rd and 4th. Is that weekend?
Yep.
I'll be there at the Stir Crazy 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of October. I will be, or 3rd, 4th, and 5th. There it is. And also, my fantasy football podcast is back. If you do fantasy football, check me out on iTunes or SoundCloud. It's called Fantasy Football Hush Reality.
All right.
Tuni sons to hookchum dorpo lam. Tada stotan dorpo da boro ta.